This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, joined now by our senior editor, Steve Proffitt, who's going to share some selections from listener email. Steve, what do you got?
Well, let's start today with comments regarding BPL, that's broadband over power lines.
Right. Our techno writer, Shenny Jardin, talked to Noah about this yesterday. This is a way of getting fast internet access through existing power lines. All you have to do is plug into a wall socket and surf.
Sounds great, but we got letters from a number of folks, many who are amateur radio operators. They say the downside of this new technology is interference.
You mean radio interference? We don't like that.
No, we don't. Alan Pitts wrote us from the ARRL.
American Radio Relay League, the National Association of Radio Amateurs. That's kind of us, huh?
Yeah, and he says, we're awaiting the details on the recent FCC decision on BPL, which put restrictions on the systems due to the problem of radio interference.
All right, well, what else are our listeners writing about?
Ohio and our man Brian Unger.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yesterday, our slightly confused correspondent offered an essay about poll watchers in Ohio, there to make sure that people who aren't from Ohio aren't able to slip into the booth and cast a ballot.
Now, Brian actually is from Ohio. He talked about how folks from there would not look kindly on someone pulling you out of line and questioning you about your Ohio-ness.
Right, but some of our listeners wrote into question Brian's Ohio-ness, based on this section of his comments where he had a little warning for the poll watchers.
Recall the determination of an Ohio State lineman pushing through a Michigan defense in a Rose Bowl game.
Hearing that, Stephen Salyards writes, Brian Unger has no credibility as an Ohioan.
Here it is. First, he notes, Ohio State would never meet Michigan in the Rose Bowl because both teams are in the Big Ten, which traditionally plays a team from the Pac-10 in the Rose Bowl.
And Mr. Salyards continues, second, no self-respecting Ohioan mentions the name University of Michigan. It's simply the team up north.
Well, I guess then one does have to question Brian Unger's truthfulness when he claims to be a native of Ohio.
Alex, one does. So we rang up his parents in Ohio. I reached Brian's dad, Richard. He was a Baptist minister early in life, and then he spent years as a teacher and school superintendent.
So let me ask you this. If you put one hand on the Bible and another on the Declaration of Independence, would you be able to say truthfully that your son, Brian, was born in Ohio?
Well, you know, I could, I can guarantee you that he is from Ohio. I think he was born in Ohio. I'm trying to remember. We had three kids, and we traveled around a good bit.
Is Mrs. Unger there?
She is. She's watching the Wheel of Fortune now. We try to have a kind of an intellectual evening going. Would you like to speak to her?
I'd like to see if perhaps she knows where Brian was actually born.
All right. Let me turn the TV down. Hang on. Here she is.
Hi, Steve. This is Ellie.
Hi, Mrs. Unger. Now, your husband, Richard, seems to be having a little bit of difficulty remembering exactly where Brian was born. Do you believe Brian was actually born in Ohio?
Of course he was born in Ohio. I'm looking at my husband and asking him why he would have trouble with that.
Ellie and Richard Unger, Alex. What can we say after that?
Well, Brian's managed to escape a sentence in the Department of Corrections. How about saying this? Write us. If you have a comment, suggestion, or especially a correction, send us an email.
Our address is daytoday@npr.org.
And thank you, letters editor Steve Proffitt.
I have a sister who lives in Ohio.